it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, hello. I am Matt Williamson. How's everyone doing? The Steelers have added yet another number four type, borderline type wide receiver to the roster. Scotty Miller, and yet another Falcons offensive player from last year. That makes four Falcons from last year. And I guess that has value. I mean, in terms of teaching those around you, I'm not exactly doing jumping jacks, nor do I think the Steelers receiver position is fixed or really even much improved. That doesn't mean he's a bad player. He's 26 years old. He's very small. A little bit bigger than Calvin Austin, but not by a lot. Speaking of Austin, I keep coming back to, I'd be worried if I'm Calvin Austin, or maybe he's getting traded, because they now have Pickens, Wilson from the draft, and a bunch of number fours, which is exactly what Scotty Miller is to me. I mean, he's fine. He's an NFL player, as are all these other dudes at the position, give or take, but not great, and certainly not an answer or a player the teams fear playing against. For his career, he's played about 65%, about two-thirds of his snaps out wide versus the slot. But last year, he was about 50-50 slot outside. I think he's more of a slot, more of a prototypical slot. He's small. He's not going to win on the perimeter against big press man corners at this level over and over and over. But he is fast. Bowling Green kid. Tampa for the first 4 years and then went to Atlanta. I feel like I have to talk about him, you know, and I'm not down on him. I just want something bigger to happen at the wide receiver position, maybe literally. He's only played 1,276 career snaps in 5 years. First year, he played 176, then 440, then 135, then 258, and 267 last year, including special team snaps. So that's valuable. In the last 3 years, or the last 2 years, he's had well over 100 special team snaps. So that has value. I think he has punt return abilities as well. Let me double check here. Yes, he has punt return and kickoff return capabilities. I wouldn't say he is great at either. In 2020, he had slightly over 500 receiving yards and caught 33 passes. By far his best year. His last year in Tampa, he caught 23 balls for only 185. Last year, he caught 11 for 161. So certainly not guaranteed to make the team. I mean, he's back in the mix of with all these other dudes. Again, they're a whole bunch of fours, in my opinion. And not great, but I still think another shoe needs to drop. They're just throwing a bunch of receivers at the fan and see what sticks. And I'm sure there'll be great competition for the end of the roster wide receiver room, which is cool. I mean, that in itself, I'm in favor of, you know, two dogs, one bone, whatever. It feels like there's four or five dogs for two bones in this situation and still needs to add somebody else. But Scotty Miller is your newest Steeler. I do give the front office credit for no stone unturned. You know, they're going to keep churning the bottom of their roster. They're going to keep making moves. They're always looking for something, which I admire. I think that's great. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball to golf to NBA and NHL playoffs. All those latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. So, the folks at Over the Cap, Jason, does a really good job. If you're ever into cap stuff and you really want to nerd out on NFL salary cap stuff, he's like the best guy out there, and he has a lot of analysis as well. But he tweeted this, and I retweeted it, and I found it really, really interesting. So, he did a study, you know, up-to-the-minute study here, of the players you had last year. What percentage of them are currently unemployed? And if you retired, he didn't count that. You know, like if Tom Brady was great in his last year, whatever, you know, played every snap for Tampa Bay and then he hung it up, they didn't count that as a loss. But this might shock you. So you look at the Commanders, just under 28% of their roster from last year is currently unemployed. I mean, talk about how bad your roster must have been last year. 28% of those guys are not under contract anywhere. Now, some will sign. I mean, as Scotty Miller just proved, more dudes will get picked up, but usually they're for league minimum deals or not guaranteed a deal, etc. The Dolphins, surprisingly, are next, although they're really a top-heavy roster and the bottom of their roster is kind of a mess. But they lost a lot of people as well, the guys that played. But the Steelers have is third. 25% of the Steelers roster from last year, and I don't know exactly if he does this weighted by snap count or just players that played for the team. I think it's the latter. So like the Michael Walkers and the dudes they were playing late in the year. But still, I mean, Patrick Peterson led the team in defensive snaps, and he's unemployed. 25% of the Steelers roster from last year does not have a job right now. That's a big number. I mean, Allen Robinson. And so what does that tell us? I mean, in a way, I give Tomlin some credit. You know, like he wasn't the only one in the league. The Steelers weren't the only team in the league that had to go hit the waiver wire hard to finish the season. You know, getting all those linebackers and row and got, you know, safeties that this happens all the time. You know, I mean, their offensive line was incredibly healthy. The offense as a whole was pretty darn healthy. So it wasn't like, man, they were just had to go get whoever off the couch to play with last year. Sort of. I mean, at some positions, yeah, but that's not, they're not the only team in the league that's dealing with that type of thing. You know, like Washington makes a lot more sense. They had a terrible roster, one of the worst teams in the league, and they had a million draft picks. Like Arizona, I'm sure, would be high on that list as well. But what it tells me is, in some ways, I look at it, or in a lot of ways, I kind of look at it as impressive by Tomlin. You know, Tomlin was able to get a team into the playoffs, barely, and they got beat bad in the first round. We know how the season went. With a roster that 25% of them might not be NFL players or are border NFL players. Like, Levi Wallace has been signed by the Broncos. But I don't even know if he's going to make the team. I mean, he's kind of like in the Scotty Miller mold here, you know, for those type of dudes. Played a lot of snaps for Steelers. You know, obviously the linebackers, et cetera. So I just found that really interesting that the dudes they played with last year, a whole bunch of them are unemployed right now. And it doesn't exactly imply that you would think it gets better, I guess is the good way of looking at it. Or, I mean, I'm trying to put an optimistic spin on this. Is roster wasn't great, at least that bottom quarter. And they still did good things, even though their depth at some spots were tried heavily. And you would think it'd be better this year. You know, like I hope when we have this conversation next year that whoever they move on from, we're good players. You know, maybe it's James Daniels or whomever. You know, there are the Deontay Johnsons and Picketts and those guys. They count. You know, they're on teams. You know, so I found that interesting that only two teams' rosters from last year currently has more unemployed football players on it. You know, I think it speaks volumes, to be honest with you. All right, great. Good stuff. Over and out. Take care.